From Maine Public Radio and MainePublic.org, I'm Nora Flaherty with the news on this day in Maine, Wednesday, August 21st, 2019.
This Day in Maine is made possible by listeners like you and by the Dempsey Challenge. Run, walk, or bike this September to help the Dempsey Center support those impacted by cancer. DempseyChallenge.org. And Douglas Ridge, a Unity Technologies eco-conservation subdivision in Brunswick, committed to net zero home design. More at douglasridge.com.
The legislature is back in Augusta on Monday for a special session. Bonds will dominate the action, but Governor Janet Mills has submitted two bills to fix mistakes that can't wait for the January session. One is to fix the language in a new law expanding the number of county commissioners in Franklin County. The second is to allow the Maine Ocean School, a magnet high school in Searsport, to continue to operate. James Gilway is the former Republican state representative from Searsport who introduced the original legislation. He chairs the foundation that supports the school.
The students that were there last year have committed to coming back this year, and recruitment is on to grow the population.
The bill submitted by the governor extends the sunset clause to give the school time to prove its worth. Supporters say with a need of 175,000 workers in the marine trades, they expect the school will grow and attract more than 100 students. Democratic presidential candidate Pete Buttigieg will visit Maine tomorrow when he attends a grassroots meeting in Portland. Steve Missler has more.
Buttigieg, the mayor of South Bend, Indiana, is among more than two dozen Democrats vying for the party nomination next year. His stop in Maine is the first among the Democratic candidates, but he might not be the last. This year, the Maine legislature passed a law that ditched the state's party caucuses to pick presidential candidates in favor of a primary system. Next year's Maine Democratic primary will be held on Super Tuesday, March 3rd, along with more than a dozen other states. Presidential candidate visits to Maine have been rare, but the switch to the Super Tuesday primary could bring more interest than usual. Buttigieg's event at the State Theater in Portland will be preceded by a separate event at Mechanics Hall, hosted by the co-chair of U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders' presidential campaign, Ohio State Senator Nina Turner. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.
And when students return to Skowhegan Area High School next week, the Indian mascot will be gone. Over the summer, workers painted over a mural on the gymnasium wall that depicted an American Indian spearfishing. The same image has been removed from a sign outside the school. That's after the school board voted to eliminate the mascot, which was offensive to Maine's native tribes, and state lawmakers passed a law prohibiting native mascots. In weather tonight, storms ending but fog and low clouds remaining, clammy overnight with lows in the high 50s to the mid-60s. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a few showers and some thunder. Still humid everywhere but the north and mountains, with highs in the mid-70s north and mountains to the low 90s in the far south. Marge Cohen will be at Hannaford Hall on the University of Southern Maine campus tonight, talking about her experience as a World War II spy. Cohen is 99. She's female and Jewish, and her sex and her religion make that experience even more incredible. She and her Orthodox Jewish family lived in France near the German border. She spoke fluent German, and that would come in handy near the end of the war, when Cohen, in newly liberated France, agreed to become a spy for the Allies. By 1944, she had lost a fiancé and a sister to the Nazis. And in a conversation with Morning Edition host Erwin Gratz, Cohen said that influenced her desire to join the war effort when she was asked to go into Nazi Germany to spy.
There were other reasons, too. 75% of Jews survived in France. And so many non-Jews risked their lives to save ours. Wasn't that our duty to defend our country, too? It was our duty, absolutely.
As several attempts to get behind the German lines failed, tell us the story of how you eventually did manage to get back into Germany to do the spying.
The captain of my intelligence little group decided that I would do it by crossing from Switzerland into Germany. We drove, and Mr. Le Maire stopped the car. We crossed a little forest, And on the other side, he showed me a huge field and bordered on the northern edge by a small country road. The forest and the field were Switzerland, but the road was Germany.
The plan was for her to wait until evening. Then, when two patrolling German sentinels turned from the center of the field to march to the ends, she would climb out of the bushes and start down the road.
Once I crawled and arrived behind the bushes, until then everything was perfect. But then I realized the immensity of what I was going to undertake, and I became so terrified that I was completely paralyzed by fear. And it took me a very, very long time to overcome that fear. But suddenly, something clicked in my brain, and I remembered something which made me get up, take my little suitcase, walk on the road, walk towards the military sentinel who was coming back from the eastern edge of the field, raised my hand, Heil Hitler, and he asked to see my identity card. When I gave him my card, I wondered if he would recognize that the card was forged. But he gave it back to me without questions. I was now in Germany.
Cohen went on to gather valuable intelligence about retreating Germans. After the war, she stayed silent for decades about her spying.
When you are in the intelligence service, you are brainwashed that everything is highly secret. And so I'm a woman, I know how to keep a secret.
Her exploits became known in the 1990s, and since, she has traveled widely to tell her story, hoping to save us from a future like her past. And while Cohen told me she's an optimist, she is worried about the recent resurgence of nationalism.
I am terrified by it. And I hope we can stop it here in the United States with the votes very soon.
And that is former World War II spy Mart Cohen. And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org and join us tomorrow on Maine Calling at 1 o'clock for a look at the science behind the intersection of passion and reason. I'm Nora Flaherty.